Okay, not a cat, but a big blue rooster has appeared on top of the National Gallery here in Washington, D.C., overlooking Pennsylvania Avenue. The sculpture might be crowing about the reopening of the museum's East Building after a 3-year renovation. Several new exhibitions are up. One includes an art photographer who is a favorite of NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg. She met him and his collectors at the museum.
How you doing, sir? Glad to see you this morning.
The guard gives a big greeting to philanthropist Robert E. Meyerhoff and Rita Becker, a couple who began collecting photographs 9 years ago. 35 of them were just installed on the gallery walls.
It's very exciting. Look at that. Isn't it wonderful?
They head toward one of the very first pictures they bought by German photographer Thomas Struth. It's a double self-portrait. Struth inspecting a self-portrait by Albrecht Dürer. Rita loved Dürer. Robert admired Struth.
And Bob was the one who said it would be fun to see if we could get that.
Right.
Were you a couple at that point, or did
Well, we became a couple very closely after that.
So, inadvertently, Thomas Struth played Cupid. Struth is a highly respected contemporary photographer, known for large pictures of people looking at paintings, sculptures, art in museums. He also makes massive architectural images. His photo of the facade of Notre Dame, part of the Meyerhoff-Becker collection, is 6 feet by 8 feet, the largest photographic paper Kodak makes. The looming cathedral fills the vast photo space. Visitors below are as small as the sculptures that adorn it. It's as if the photo was taken from the high window of a tall building across the way, but there is no tall building there. For the high, head-on perspective he wanted, Struth needed a place to stand with his big 8x10 view camera. He ordered a very tall, movable platform.
And it came on a gigantic truck on a Saturday morning at 7 o'clock, and I thought, oh my God.
He had to remove the platform every evening and take it back to the front of the cathedral every morning. Then he had to ask a souvenir hawker to move his wares so as not to get in the picture.
And he said, well, that makes like 500 euros less profit on one day. So we paid him some money to move it.
And then he had to wait for the right number of tourists to walk by. In the enormous photo, not one tourist is blurred. It took 2 days to get the image he wanted, some 120 shots. Thomas Struth spent less time making another photo in the Meyerhoff-Becker collection, very different from his architectural and museum work, much less dramatic. This one was commissioned by a curator at the National Gallery in London.
I was sitting at the studio that morning in Düsseldorf and got the call, and I thought, this is crazy.
Him? Photographed Britain's Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip? Not exactly his style. Struth spent days making pro and con lists. Con, he could fail. That would be bad. Pro, but sort of conish.
If it succeeds, I have to talk about it all the time.
You're doing a pretty good job right now.
Thomas Struth set some conditions.
I need to select the dress.
Nothing fancy, no fur-trimmed robe, no crown. He chose a simple pale blue silk, small pin on the shoulder, black patent pumps. 3 weeks before the shoot, he scoped out Windsor Castle, picked a room with gold trim, chandeliers, a rich green brocaded love seat, angled back so a bright natural light makes the queen more prominent. The royal sit facing the camera, her expression pleasant, his stare intent.
He's like an old eagle.
Thomas Struth took 17 pictures in 25 minutes.
They were actually quite nice together. You know, while I was dealing with the camera and stuff like that in between, they were talking to one another. Mm-hmm. And I thought, they're great. You know, I like them.
Two collectors, Rita Becker and Robert Meyerhoff, they look like a fairly ordinary suburban couple in a fancy room.
There are these two married people sitting on a nice couch.
I know. It's just brilliant.
Nice couple, whoever they are.
Have them over for a Johnny Walker Black.
Yeah, they look like that.
In addition to Thomas Struth's work, Becker and Meyerhoff's photography collection includes Cindy Sherman, Jeff Wall, among others, major contemporary photographers. In the East Building of the National Gallery until early March. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.